Urban Dictionary.
I'm tired of the church.
Blessings, good people.
Yo, bro.
It's been 16 years.
Get a year. Since,
okay, New York. Okay, Jen. All right, New York. Wasn't Leah doing it?
No, it was Sammy.
Oh, can I get a year?
It's a real thing, though. Like, people literally greet people like that. My children talked like that. Everything was
Y'all, year. Guess what? We have another episode of It's a Word podcast.
My God in heaven, and after one full year.
Remember that strong week we came back with questions of the day? And we was like, yo, we coming back. We about to hit y'all with an episode. And then we disappeared again.
Life be happening. Yeah. For real.
Life really don't be happening. We just don't be doing.
We don't be consistent.
That's it.
We don't know the definition for real.
But it is 7/11/2019. I almost wrote the year 2021 on my paper. I'm not sure why.
Prophecy.
Maybe right now. Oh my God, you in the spirit. I was literally about to be like, I think that's a prophetic year. Yeah. That's the year we about to blow up. I'm all the way out of the frame.
Look at this. Okay. Word.
So we're going to jump right into it because I don't think we need to keep re-explaining to y'all what this podcast is. Mm-hmm. If you have not watched any of the previous episodes, please watch the previous episodes. Today's episode is sponsored by that young man at his church who was tired of it.
I'm tired of this church.
We love that young man for his boldness, for his candidness. That's not
Walk out your job candidity. Like that. Just walk out your job. Like, I'm tired of this job.
No, don't do that.
Do it.
Walk with the plan, please.
I ain't walk with no plan.
All right. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Jada and I have life updates. One of us is pregnant. So
It's me.
Woo. But just hold on to the rest of the episode for that. Okay. All right. Great. Where we start? We start with the word of the day. What's the word?
Y'all.
What's the word of the day, Jada? We also have tea because we've been coughing.
I downloaded Urban Dictionary. I know they had an app now. They got a lot of words because Sanovia said she wanted a black word today.
I feel like that deserves like a celebratory like a sound. Beep, 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 beep. I'm gonna do that in the editing.
So the word is half boyfriend.
Urban Dictionary. A word. This is my half boyfriend.
Here's the definition: having a male that you do relationship things with, but you're not in a relationship with them. You can go hook up with other guys with no worries because you're half single.
It's not a word. What is being half single?
My God. This is called a situationship.
Yeah, that's what that is.
That you shouldn't be in.
How many situationship?
What's a half single?
I remember
single?
The morning after. The day when he came to me and said to me, girl, you are the one of my dreams, but
the one
I'd rather wake up.
Yo,
because with you I be sleep too long, laying in one place, not singing new songs. I just want to be free. I just want to be with people who agree that we can do three things at once. Thank you.
My God. Snap person over here.
You know what? I think we should make our own sound effects, and we just add them into GarageBand. So whenever we have a moment, it's like, burr, 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 or it's like, that's a snap moment.
But our voices. That's a snap moment.
Yes, and we're going to do that.
I'm going to look up the real word of the day dictionary app, because I don't know what that word
is. Whoa.
The word for the day is peccable. But peccable. It means liable to sin or error.
Liable to sin or error. I mean, that makes sense. Because if you're like impeccable, you're like perfect.
You're perfect.
Like, oh, you're impeccable. But it's like, no, you peccable.
Why is it P-E-C-C? Impossible? Yeah.
Wow.
But why is it impossible? But it's impeccable. What is the
impossible? Impossible.
But
M means not.
Oh, that's true. But impeccable means perfect.
But I'm means I am. I'm just playing. It got a
what
contraction.
What is that called? The suffix? Prefix?
Y'all gonna hear me cough a couple times. One of them.
I don't know if it's prefix or suffix right now. What does that mean?
It don't matter.
Whatever. That's the word for the day, saints. It's spelled P-E-C-C-A.
Remember that you are sometimes peckable. This episode is sponsored by humanity. No, I'm just playing. But for real, for
You are peckable.
You are peckable. You are human. That's fine.
It comes from Old English, from the medieval Latin adjective. I don't know how to say that word. But whatever. Oh, to go wrong, make a mistake, act incorrectly, commit a moral or sexual offense. Wow, that's deep.
Peckish. I'm feeling a little peckish. I'm just playing. That's P-E-C-K, I think.
Like peck peck.
All right, so in today's current events, it's not really current events, for real, for real. But did y'all hear about the zombie apocalypse in Florida?
Wait.
Actually, I haven't really done much research, and we're waiting to do the research for right now. My sister called me this morning, and she was talking, and she was like, my brother's in Florida, and he was like, I'm not getting that water because there's a flesh-eating disease in the water. I was like, this sounds like the end of the world to me. Like, I know that we're living the last and evil days. I know that we are. However, a woman,
did she die?
No, yes, the woman died. There was a woman who died from the, she cut herself in the water, and I guess because the water got into her bloodstream, that was the flesh-eating disease. Or maybe it was on the rock, like, I don't know, or whatever she cut herself with. I didn't read anything. I just, you know, this is how rumors start. But my sister told me, and my brother said he wasn't in the water. Supposedly the beaches are closed. So let's see how accurate this is. Jada is now currently looking at her phone.
I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to see if the lady dies. Says that she
no, she did die
in her foot, but I can only find it from.
It was an older, older
says a woman in Florida died last month after contracting the bacteria when she fell into the water and cut her leg. Yeah, within days her limb was black and she was put on hospice care. Yo, you know how almost dead you gotta be to be put on hospice?
I'm mad you're laughing.
Like within days, it's not funny.
No, I know. I said I'm mad you're laughing.
I'm like, this says within days.
Yeah, that's how serious it was though. And this woman's just walking along the beach, and then falls in.
I've heard of what the disease is. I don't know how to say it though. Necrotizing fasciitis, I think. Let me see. Necrotizing fasciitis. I know that's a flesh-eating disease.
I just see a Walmart ad.
It's right there in the article.
Oh, necrotizing fasciitis.
Fasciitis.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's just something random. I mean, I don't know. It just made me really think, like, on a more serious note, we don't know how long our days are. And I feel like I've been, like, coming back to that point a lot lately. And how we should try to live as much as possible every day. Because there are things in this world that will come up and literally creep up on you. And then your family members and then your friends. And you'll be like, it's not just cancer. It's not just these big things. It's like you were walking along the beach. You cut yourself. You didn't think nothing of it. And then
that's real.
You lost somebody.
I think I was watching Jadena in an interview with somebody. And he was just like, what you saying later for? Like, you walking around here like you just promised tomorrow, mm-hmm. basically. Like,
because you're really not.
You're not.
But we just don't think like that.
A waterspout tornado.
There's so many things. I want to say that we should be a lot more relevant and pay attention to what's happening, but it is depressing at the same time. And there's so much information overload that we can get on a regular basis. So, you know, I would just say, know your stars. No, like, know your limits, though. That's why I still haven't watched When They See Us.
That's why I'm about to get off social media.
How long, Jada? You've been saying this since last week.
You're supposed to get off on Monday. I'm
not committed. No, that's real. You like, I got to know that I got to be committed.
Because I really have nothing to do. So I'm trying to like be intentional and plan what I'm going to do while I'm off of social media.
That's real.
Not just be like, yeah, I'm about to stop. And then I'd be like,
be sitting in your bed, twiddling your thumbs.
Like, so what am I going to do? So I've been just like writing stuff down about what I'm going to do when I get off of social media on Friday, which is tomorrow. Oh my God,
Becky.
So yeah.
All right. So our next topic today, I just want to talk about how The Lion King is coming out and how great Kaylin Allen is. And if you don't know Kaylin Allen, he is there's an emergency flash flood warning in this area until 9:15 p.m. EDT. EDT? What is that?
I'm just imagining it's Eastern Standard Time. I don't know what the D means though. I'm about to look it up because I don't know.
Avoid flood areas. Okay. Just wanted to let y'all know that. Where we are, there's a flash flood warning. Before, well, no, I'm going to say, excuse me. I just wanted to mention, an honorable mention to Kaylin, because I really hope I'm saying this man's name right, first of all. But he was actually in my car one time. I don't know if he remembers this. He was in my car one time. I was like Ubering him. I think a friend like asked me like, hey, can you pick up a friend, take him to the station? He was going to New York. And I think he was living in New York at the time, pursuing like some other things. Probably like, I don't know. Actually, I don't know what he's pursuing. But either way, I love following him. He's the talent for the Ellen show now. And he legitimately came through with the Hakuna Matata, no worries, for the Lion King premiere. And I just appreciate him. I'm sure you already like this post, so you saw.
Absolutely.
I appreciate his life. I appreciate his stories. And I just wanted to say thank you to Kaylin. He probably will never listen to this podcast. Maybe he will. Who knows? But
he'll get an honor- dead things.
He'll get an honorable mention on our page for sure, for sure. And yeah, I just wanted to show you, like, why don't y'all hear this man talking real quick? Let me see.
Is he your favorite person to follow?
I think he's one of my favorite people to follow. He has this thing Wednesday, where it's like, what y'all want to know Wednesday or something like that.
He's hilarious.
Let me see. I'm gonna find one that you. Okay. Anyways, I'm gonna just play something random. Let's see what he's talking about. Let's see.
Sometimes I do.
This says, "Do you ever miss Kansas?"
Food. I don't think I really had a choice.
How did you learn to love? Wait, maybe I should say the questions first. How did you?
No, just play it.
I mean, I would love that. Absolutely. I mean, I'm kind of learning from the master, but that would be amazing.
But people are asking him questions.
He told me to leave you alone. My mama said, "Come on home."
I'm gonna read the Franklin song.
So the question says, do you like Chaka Khan? And he sang an Aretha Franklin song. And then he got to the end and was like, yeah, I'm going to be dragged for singing a Aretha Franklin song for Chaka. But y'all should see the joy in his face. Anyways, I'm not going to go through all his things, but they're really funny. He's the Kaylin Allen. I'll put him in the show notes. I think y'all should just appreciate this man's life and where he's come from. Like, I think he was at Temple the time when I had picked him up. And now he has 1.1 million followers.
That's what's up. And lives in
California. He's living his best life, like, because he went after something. So
go after
it. Oh, because a part of his story, I think, was that he was saying that they actually wanted him to work from New York for Ellen. And then he was like, no, I'm going to move to, like, I want to be closer because I want to have more access. So right. He made that sacrifice. And then, boom, they loved him. And here's his story.
Boom.
Boom. So make it happen. But yeah. Really, this was supposed to go into more of the Lion King premiere. We want to know who's going, who's watching. It's next week.
And none of y'all kids can't come.
Because y'all don't know.
They got to stay at home. Anybody?
Sequoia,
what year was it? 1995?
Oh.
95 and above can't come?
Oh, can't come.
Yeah, they can't come to the movie.
Look. When did the movie come out?
They got to stay.
Was
I don't know.
Was
No, I don't really
was
know.
Was it after that?
But 95 and above, because y'all can't write in cursive anyway.
Wow.
So y'all gotta stay at y'all house. Actually, no, I would never keep y'all from experiencing
1994
what Lion King
I was
is.
Three.
Wow. I was going on three. Yeah. No, two. I was two.
1994. So check that out. Our good friend at Happily Better, Brittany T is has been partnering with, she's doing some amazing things as well. And she's partnering with, I think it's like Warm Daddies and a whole bunch of other people, but they're doing a Lion King premiere where you can get your tickets. There's like conversation. There's this, there's that. And it's happening next Thursday. Next Thursday, whatever Thursday is. What's Thursday? Is that the 19th? Probably should have had this date prepared. The 18th, next Thursday, I believe it's on the 18th. So this episode will definitely be posted by, like, probably tomorrow.
Oh, the 19th is Friday.
Yeah.
So the 18th.
So, yeah. So, that's happening. So, y'all should definitely go check that out. I think there's a couple tickets left. Yeah, we are in Philadelphia. We got to update y'all. That's the next part, actually. And I have to cough. So, hold on. Jada, you could do your plug.
So, yes. Go check out her event. It's in Philly.
Oh, my laptop is about to die.
Warm Daddies. And the laptop is about to die whilst we're recording. And we're going to fix that. But while Synovia is fixing that, we are going to update y'all on our life. Oh, my God. So we moved or whatever.
We moved, y'all.
We moved. I'm going to actually let Synovia give y'all a brief. And I mean brief.
I don't know if it can be.
Because it's not brief.
It's not a brief story.
But she going to give y'all the best brief version of her moving story. As humanly possible. And she going to tell y'all what
well,
she learned.
Well, Ayanna.
Beloved.
Well, Alanya. Did I say Alanya? Yeah. Wow. That's. Wow. Okay, y'all. So I was sitting here talking for at least 8 minutes. And we weren't recording absolutely anything. So
I can't.
I was telling the story well, Jada. This is when you need backups. I should have had a voice memo, like to where I could just hold up the voice memo.
That's so funny.
Wow. So to make a very long story short. That's all y'all need to hear. This is a dictatorship. I come
That's
to you
the name
for
the of
Lord today. That's the name of the episode.
That's the name. This is a dictatorship.
So basically, I'm about to make this even shorter because I was really telling y'all the story. But I moved back to Philly about in March. Y'all wouldn't know that because we haven't had an episode since then. So I moved back to Philly to work at Eastern University. The thoughts and views of this podcast have nothing to do with Eastern University and Palmer Theological Seminary. But disclaimer. I recruit for them. And yeah, so that's been great. Dandy, I'm in an office space. Boo. Yeah. Okay.
Did
so,
you say boo?
It was really, it came out naturally. That I'm in an office space. I said boo. And then I tried to correct it. Yeah.
Funny. Okay.
So I was in a place that I thought was going to be a very much safe space. It ended up not being that. As you can hear, he called it a dictatorship. And basically, to make a very long drawn out story short, there were a series of emails, there were a series of text messages, there were a series of confrontations, there were a series of so many things that happened that really made me feel unsafe in the space I was in. So one night, dude was texting me. I was like, yo, Jada, stay the night. He was like, yo, she gotta pay $20. I was like, yo, we don't have the $20. And essentially, he got really upset.
Really upset.
Aggressively text, came in the house, banging on the doors, you know, house meeting right now. Like, it was very, I was just like, wow. And I say all that to say, he quote, loosely, you know, air quotes, evicted me. And in that eviction, I really learned a lot about how people can really be offended or turned off by church folk, and how I felt like he was a very poor witness to, I don't know, the people in the house who weren't necessarily or didn't identify as Christians. One was an Indian, one's Muslim, or identifies with Nation of Islam. And like, to me, it's just like, yo, like if anybody ever wanted to be a Christian at this point, they would be like, oh, that's how y'all act. No, I'm cool. Now I know we're humans and I know that human beings go through things and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, it was a really crazy story. It affected and impacted my energy so much for the month of June. But I'm happy to be free in July. Amen. And not because of the white man's holiday, the 4th of July, but because of Juneteenth. No, but because of Jada and I moved together. And I guess Jada can kind of tell you, I mean, she was in New York and she could tell you the rest of her story. But I feel like she basically took pity upon this poor young soul, Synovia Garrett. And saw me in this situation and was like, sis, let's just move together. She was like, let's find a spot. We literally like, bro, we're not doing this. We found a spot the next day. And was it the next day? Yeah, we went and visited. We might not have confirmed it, but
I was about to say, no, it was same day because I was like, nah, bro, we gotta go.
It was the next day, it was that Sunday. And we went and looked at it and we were like, yeah, we're gonna try to do this. Let's pursue it. And now we are now officially recording in our new space. And it's in Norristown, like the county line, like Plymouth Meeting is like right next door. So it's the point at Plymouth Meeting. Y'all need to know where we live. Anyways, keep talking, Jade.
So we're here. We moved. I moved. I don't live in New York anymore. I'm back in Philly. Bah, bah, bah,
bah. Let me turn his notification off. You keep talking.
Wow. I did not take pity on Synovia and move. I think when I tell people this story, it's really a case of I was in a space of I didn't want to be. Hold on, let me back up. I was trying to decide what I wanted to do after the school year had ended, and I know we haven't done a podcast since the beginning of the year, I think. But I really struggled the rest of the year as far as teaching was concerned and whether I was going to finish the year out. But I finished the year, praise God. Excuse me. And I was just like, yeah, I ain't teaching next year. And I don't know if I was just bitter. I was bitter. And I was just like, I don't understand what this is. So I was hell bent on not teaching next year. But I also, in all of my transitions, I felt a need to move, but I didn't really feel a need to move this time. It was just I need to do something different. But I was also in the mindset of this re-period, revive, restore, redo type stuff. And I wasn't hearing from God. I wasn't hearing anything. So I took that as a sign of God had already given me some instructions and I just needed to follow them. So when that situation happened with Synovia, I was just it's cool, whatever. Whatever move I'm going to make, I have to trust that God is going to be in that move. And whatever I'm going to do, I have to be super intentional and make sure that I'm doing it right. So here I am and I'm back in Philly and great things are happening already. So I'm excited. It's another transition and it's still hard, but I just got a job. Yay! Hallelujah. Still calculating my check-ins and savings. But I think it's a story of, what am I saying? A story of,
here's a story.
Oh, I think I heard it where it's when you move, miracles happen. When we found the apartment, my mama was well, if it wasn't supposed to happen, it wouldn't happen. Y'all wouldn't have found an apartment, wouldn't have worked. Bye, 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 bye. You know all that good stuff.
Bye, bye.
So here we are living together again. And Synovia is the only person I will live with. So
that's an honor. That is a complete honor, sis. The only but that's person. Where we at. So we moved or whatever. We moved or whatever. I don't think we really have well, today integrates usually later anyway. So we really don't have a topic today. Today is just to catch y'all back up on our lives and for us to just do the work. I think that's what today is about. Because really this was very sporadic. We wouldn't think about an episode and Jada, we was out here, I ate a peanut butter jelly sandwich and Jada had some tea and I had some tea and then I brought my stuff out the room and I said, we're about to record a podcast. And she was like, okay. because otherwise, I don't know when we, and here we are. Here we are. Okay, so I'm tired of this church. Also, we a little late on, it's still above, it's above us now. But we want to talk about it being still above us now. Okay? Things that are still above us. So I guess we're talking about what? Throwback Thursday?
Yeah.
I'm tired of this church.
We're talking about, I'm tired of this church. Why did you write that down?
I don't know, Jacob.
You just want to write it down?
I just want to talk about this. Yeah. I don't know. So,
what are you tired of?
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. Why do church folks make all these noises? I think, who makes the most noises? I think, what's old dude name? They both play. Todd Delaney makes a lot of noises when he's leading worship.
Does he?
I
feel like Ty Trippett makes the most
noise. Well, Ty Trippett, of course. He's the king of it. But Todd Delaney and 585 and
I saw that.
What's his name? Travis Green also makes noises. Hmm. Why do they make noises?
It's a spirit. When I'm in the spirit, I say, he! It's an overwhelming thing. You just don't know what to do, so you just do anything.
Okay, no, but I really, really the topic, it's not really I'm tired of this church. I'm not really tired of any church. But I don't know what I'm tired of.
Are you tired of
anything? I think I'm tired of not doing the things that I set out to do. I think I'm tired of always having ideas and not seeing them through. I think I just said the same thing, just a different way.
It's raining.
Hold up. It's raining. I want to look at it. I'm about to open the window.
Synovia is taking off her headphones to open the door to look at the rain. I really love rain. I just wish that I could sit in the rain. In the rain when it rains. That's hilarious. All right, stand by the window too long. Oh, I think my friend posted something and it was like, what's something that your parents told you that's not true, but it's just black? Like your black mama just said it was true and you believed it. Mine was, if you keep the light on in the car,
yes,
you don't get
pulled over. Y'all know that that's not illegal.
It's not illegal at all.
It's like, really just black people hiding. Because we would get pulled over because they would see that we're black. That's really the reason why black people was like, yo, turn your light off. Because you don't want a cop to see that you're black. That has to be the only logical reason.
I wonder where it came from.
I mean, maybe people was getting pulled over because they had their lights on. Okay. I used to think it was because they said you couldn't see well.
I think that was it. I thought that was it. Like, you just can't see where your light is on in a car.
But you can see, though. Really.
I know, I've done it a lot. I intentionally rolled one time with my light on to see if I would get pulled over. Because I was like, this can't be true. And then I looked it up. I'm like, oh, this is
that's
not
something
a
Jada
law.
Would do. I'm just going to do this because
I
want to
see.
Yeah,
I'm such a rebel sometimes.
You are. And I'm not.
It's fine. It's all right. Whatever. I ain't get pulled over. It's not legal. Roll right by police officer and all. Waved at him. I don't know anything else black.
So I think... I mean, I'm going back to I'm tired of this church because I really think the reason why I wrote that. I really think the reason. See that sound? I really think the reason I wrote that down was because of that young man's boldness. If you've not seen that video, please check the show notes. I mean, I'm pretty sure most of y'all probably have, but some people may not have. But it was like, I think it may have been like some type of jubilee. This man was probably at church 7 days that week.
Oh,
and they
God.
Asked him to go up. He's probably like 5 to 7. And they asked him to go up and probably give a testimony. And truthfully and honestly, he says, I'm tired of this church.
That was his testimony. That was his testimony.
So let's talk about being tired of church. Literally. Let's talk about, is it okay for us to say, I'm not going into the church house. Or I don't feel like that's the place that I need to be in. I don't. What is it? Because clearly our generation... is finding words outside of the church walls a lot. They're like, oh, I'm fine. Like, I experience God in different ways. So I think for the next couple minutes, we could talk about, you know, where we're finding God. And also, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say I'm like tired, but I mean, for real, sometimes you really are just.
I think there's a interesting shift happening. I was talking to my friend, it had nothing to do with church, but we were talking about artists. Just like the artistry of today. He was just saying how he hasn't really listened to a lot of new artists because he just hasn't. But he said, I've never been in a time where the artistry is just so authentic and like it's the most creative and it's the most. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's just such a bridge now. And then we started, he doesn't not believe in God, but he doesn't believe in the religiosity behind.
Right, right.
So he's like dealing with this dynamic of, I'm not going to church.
Just to go no more.
But I'm going to talk to people who I know are connected enough while I'm like still trying to figure it out to keep me, mm-hmm. you know, abreast or keep me accountable to like what it is I'm discovering. So I think it's just like I think we are discovering the truth. I think there have been a lot of things and a lot of disciplines and a lot of rules and regulations. And we just like, it don't have to happen. It doesn't have to happen that way. It doesn't have to be this traditional thing. Yet I still think we crave that community where we feel like we need to be, not necessarily inside of four walls, but we need to exist with people who, again, because the purpose of church, the purpose of the community is to make sure you're around people who are like-minded so you can continue to hold yourself accountable. So we ain't got to go to the building. We don't need to be in the building. However, I guess if you're not there, quote unquote, you hold yourself to going to a building. But I ain't there. I don't think I got to be there.
that's okay. I think the thing I want to say about, because you were talking about that interesting shift, and I think what I am loving, and sometimes it does feel like it's like subpar Christianity, though. It kind of feels like it's people who are just like, they're living off of, what was that scripture that he said at church? Like, this past Sunday, he said something about, does this mean that we can continue on living this way because grace abounds? And I feel like,
can
I think
you
that
keep living this thing?
Right. So I feel like a lot of times, I think a lot of times we are, I think the issue with some people who are a lot more conservative versus people who are like, look, I'm done with religiosity or whatever, is that it feels like we're also still living in limbo, though. It feels like we're living in, like, I can still do this, but I know that God loves me, which is still true. Like, God still does love you and serve. But it's like, are we glorifying those lifestyles too much? And I'm just playing, like, the angel's advocate here. But, like, are we glorifying those lifestyles too much? Are we saying that it's okay to just do everything you want to do, knowing that grace is going to continue to abound and God is still going to love you? Because God is. So I don't know. I feel like the shift, I love it because I do think it's freed me a lot as an artist. And I feel like we are getting away from, like, we're not just going to church anymore just to go because grandma said we're going. What am I getting here? What is helping me to continue to move on with my life? What can I apply practically from a day-to-day basis?
I think it's people discovering relationship. I don't think I don't think we were taught relationship. Like, I remember talking to one of my friends, and he was like, yo, you used to be at church every day. I was like, yeah, I was literally at church more than I was in my house because somebody told me I had to go to church, but nobody was helping me cultivate what my relationship with God is supposed to look like. And I think we're getting back to what it's supposed to be, where it's like, I'm not just like here to be like, I glorify this man or woman who is just teaching at me versus me now on the back end saying there is someone helping me and I am now developing my own relationship so I can help understand how it's supposed to apply to the world that I'm living in.
Well, we need both and.
Right.
Like, I think that, and I think the issue is that I think you still need the community of the church building from time to time, at least, because I think community matters. But you can also have community outside, to where you're meeting at a Starbucks, you're meeting at a place, you're meeting on a Zoom call, and y'all are having, you know, communal church meetings, church per se. So I do think it's important on both sides, and I can see both sides. I just feel like there's, I think I've had a lot of internal, like, conflict. What they call it in psychology?
Internal conflict.
No, there's another term I'm thinking of. Cognitive dissonance. When it comes to, like, the way I should create, like, the way I want my stuff to come out. Because, like, think about somebody like Samo, right? That's how you say his name, right?
Samo. It's like, I want Samo.
Samo. Oh, is that? Yeah. Give me Samo.
Yeah.
Ah, I didn't know that. It's okay, Samo. Because he got the T at the end, so it's silent.
It's his name backwards. It's Thomas.
Right. But right. It's the, he wants
but it's
it to
Samo.
Be silent.
Yeah.
Okay. So how his album came out, there's clearly God in there, right? Like, and we know from his background that he's, like, rooted in Christianity or, like, grounded in Christianity. But his that. He got songs that are like BF that with the bop, with the bop, like, we are literally in some different thing where people will say that's selling out versus like, but why aren't we letting people just go through their process, go through their wave, go through their, like, I was reading something the other day about David, and I was like, David was a very horrible person. Like, I mean, he was a human. Like, he was doing all type of stuff. He was conniving. He was lying. He was stealing. He was shit, like, all these things. He was killing, like, he was doing all these things, but still he's one of God's most known people because he went through all his waves. He went through all his things and he still came out as a man after God's own heart. So I think we have to also remember that people can be just like David. Like, David is still honored. Like, his songs are still sang. And yet he did all those things. He did all those things prior. So I don't think we let people have processes in today's world. So I think that's why people are like, I'm tired of this church. Like, I can't even be myself here without y'all, like, judging me or trying to force me to become something or to be in a place that I'm not yet at. If that makes sense. So yeah, that's what I think. My thoughts.
I have a lot of thoughts. I'm processing.
Yeah, you are.
I'm like thinking. No, I agree. I don't know what it's supposed to look like for people. I mean, I'm always in conversation. I think people always reach out to me because I am the most, they call me balanced. I'm just like, I'm just real. Like, I'm a human being and I love Jesus. Like, I am a human being and I love Jesus. And the two should not be separate.
Should not.
So, I'm just like, whatever. Like, I told somebody else, I was like, I was mad at God. Today I was mad at God. Today I did not pray. Today I did not do this thing. Today I cussed. Today I did whatever thing I was addicted to. Whatever. And it's just like, I think the shift that I'm also noticing is that people are now being allowed to have processes. Yes. I think we have to get away from, I think you can't be afraid too. Like, there's this thing happening where people are just not afraid. Like, all right, come at me. Like, literally, come at me. Like, and come at me with something that's gonna help me. Don't come at me condemning me, because then people are also moving away from people, because I think people are still attached to the ways of church. So right. It's like, I'm going to build my relationship. However, I am not going to associate with any community, because right. It's almost like we don't know how to coexist with one another in different stages of process. Like, we don't actually know how to disciple. There's not enough churches that are willing to actually have discipleship. Like, maybe we start a church where we have people who are like strong in discipleship, and then we're able to go out and make sure that everyone is equipped to deal with whatever is going to come. Mm-hmm. instead of being like, yeah, let's start this church. Nope, I got a church over here. And it's just like, why are we starting stuff before we like, not starting stuff to end it. Why are we always starting something before we like set out to figure out how to end a certain thing? Somebody calling you.
Girls, bill collectors.
And I don't mean like end a thing, but I mean like, I think I heard somebody say it where it's just like, what was he saying? I think he was saying somebody came to him and he was like, oh, I'm about to start a nonprofit for veterans. And he was like, it's 40,000 nonprofits for veterans. He was like, there are not 40,000 problems that veterans have. Like,
wow.
It's like, why are you starting this thing before you try to end what's actually happening? He said, you can go and, you know, combine all of these issues, the three main issues that veterans have, instead of trying to start another nonprofit to end the 40,000 issues you think the people have.
So you think if churches were like, yo, we don't care about who's a leader, we don't care about that, but that's all. I think that I've always said that the issue is that the churches are never going to come together per se, because you always got to have somebody who's the leader. Like, somebody like, who's going to be the MLK in a sense, or the organizer of all of this, because somebody's going to get the check. Like, somebody's going to be the person that's going to be the main people. A main person to lead everybody. So I don't think churches can get together, or organizations can get together, because everybody's creating it for themselves. Because first off, I mean, let's be real. A lot of people want their own businesses, which is fair. Like,
yeah.
I want my own business. I want my own thing. I want my own nonprofit. But I think if churches were to band together and to actually start doing things for the community, start to really put all those minds and ideas together, then we would have an issue.
But I think that is the issue. It's just like, nope, my mind is better than your mind. Yeah, so exactly. We don't actually know how to work together. So there is like that issue in terms of like, all right, mm-hmm. We don't actually know how to work together, because we don't actually know how to be in relationship with each other. And so I'm going to just go off and do it by myself. So it's like, how do we actually learn to work together and just come together for one common goal? Because that's really all life is. How do we work together?
As Milton says.
What'd he say?
What did you say? How do we collaborate?
Oh, how do we collaborate instead of compromising?
Because I think a lot of people are coming into situations believing that they're compromising rather than saying, no, we're actually just collaborating. So in collaboration, some of my ideas can be nixed to bring in yours, but that doesn't mean all of my ideas have to be gone. Like, we find ways to merge these things. Mm-hmm. So that's good. We did a good job on that topic today, sis.
Hey. I was talking too fast, so sorry if I was mumbling.
We did a good job.
Come back and make sure my thoughts were clear.
Because it took us a minute to get to it. We like, what are we talking about? What is this? Where are we going? And we got here. How did you get here? That sounded great. Hallelujah. Okay, so we're going to go ahead. We don't want to make this episode like mad long. We want y'all to come back. We want y'all to be able to listen.
Wait, sorry. I'm looking at It's Still Above Us.
Oh.
Wait, I was on Instagram today, and everybody's on this free ASAP Rocky campaign.
He's in jail?
Apparently he's in Sweden. I don't want to get the story wrong.
Oh, wow.
He's in Sweden, and I don't know if he was attacked, and they put him in jail, and they think he's not being treated fairly, so everyone's on this like whole... Free ASAP Rocky, blah, 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 campaign.
Oh, I wrote the wrong name because I'm mentioning him.
But under, but you know, he was also a person who was like, not, I want to say, I'm going to use against like the Black Lives Matter movement. Like, I live in Beverly Hills. Like, what the?
So black people like.
Right, like.
Some people like, no, let him stay there.
He said some things. He's like very vocal about certain things. And people like. So people are like under this one post and they're like, it's above us. Ah! It was so funny. They was like, he the same one who was like, I ain't helping these niggas. Like,
it's above us now. It's in Sweden.
They was like, if he over there being mistreated, it's above us. Wow. It was hilarious.
We can't abuse It's Above Us now,
so
y'all.
So funny.
We can't. If y'all have also not watched that It's Above Us video, we're going to have all this stuff linked so that y'all can check all of that out. There's a dope remix to that, too. Made by, is it the remix god, Suede, or me remix?
Suede, the remix god.
I think he did a remix.
He does a remix everything.
I'm gonna write that out here. Okay, so, remember, it's above us now. Like, no, I'm just playing. Care for people, though. For real, okay?
We do not show grace to
the
people
one thing
at all.
I wanted to add before we left was that I seen Michael Thomas, and who's coming out with the new album.
I love Michael! oh my gosh.
So Michael Thomas has a new album coming out. It's a long awaited. Oh my god. And he wrote on Facebook the other day that he was here for an August Alsina gospel album. So August, if you don't know, was
really
Pray. Yeah, he, because did you see his August videos on Instagram?
No.
So August is on Instagram singing gospel songs because he's in the hospital right now. He's like, you know, I always got to give my praise in, and he's really like, he's here for it. Like he's singing to the Lord, lifting up Jesus. Okay,
he be singing.
And Michael was like, he's here, and I trust Michael's ear on everything. So if Michael says it's a go, it's a go. So but if you need some encouragement, definitely go check out August. Video August, see how to say it, videos on Instagram, and also follow Michael Thomas at Michael Sings a Lot. I think he might have changed his name, but we'll put it in the show.
Is it Michael Thomas Music now?
It may be. I don't know. She may have just made that up. But yeah. So there we go. So we're gonna go ahead and end this episode.
Take care of your mental health. Go get a therapist.
Oh, there's that too. There's a endorsement by Jada to go get a mental therapist. My endorsement is to eat more bananas because they about to die, sis.
I always waste bananas.
That's why I ate one today. I said she's about to waste these bananas.
Like I always waste bananas and spinach. It was one week I was
you
super
got all
proud
that spinach
of myself.
Right now. I was like, sis.
I used a whole bag of spinach. I was very proud
Stop
of myself.
Stop wasting your coins. Stop. Y'all know we ain't got that much money. Oh, also, well, y'all not going to be here for, I'm not gonna post this probably till tomorrow or Saturday or Monday.
Wow, pick a day and post it. Just pick a day and post it.
But I have a few events coming up, but there's one this Saturday, so this probably won't be posted by then. But please be on the lookout. Follow me at I am Synovia. Follow Jada at Jada_Bean. She is no longer private. Turn up. Hey.
Actually, I am.
Oh my god.
Just in case I start teaching again.
Oh lord, she went back private. Never mind, y'all.
My bad.
What? If they keep me with one more emergency alert.
Yeah. Y'all go be great, whatever that means for you.
All right. We love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.